Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Genetically enhancing your assets. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company invites you to their 2020 bull sale Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. They're featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sem-Angus service-ready bulls. Call Lee Nichols at 580-367-0299 for more information and to request a catalog. That's 580-367-0299. Sale will be seen on liveauctions.tv. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company bull sale Saturday, February 15th.
Well, the cattle futures today rallied. Now, into the close here, we were up about 30 to a dollar or so in the live cattle, with the strongest month being the June at 110.10, up 97. The feeder cattle were up anywhere from 40 to $1.07. The lowest month was April at 137.20, up 47, and then the strongest was the September, up $1.07 at 148.20. Box beef at midday was slightly lower. Choice down $1.15 at 206.68. Select was at 205.38, down 80 or up 85. That's the tightest that choice select spread's been in a while. It's at $1.30, and there were 88 loads trading. Lean hogs today were down about 55 in the February at 55.57. April's down 40. 63.82. Overnight, the Chinese said that on February 14th, the government was going to release 20,000 tons of pork out of the Chinese reserve to offset some of the shortages there due to the blockades and other measures they have taken to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. One good thing that's helping the commodity markets today is the coronavirus appears to be slowing down with less cases today. It's the lowest per day cases since January 30th, so it seems to be slowing down just a touch.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you gotta push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Grain markets were higher across the board. We had corn up 1 to 2.5 cents. Soybeans up 3.5 to 7 cents, with March leading the way there, up 7 to 8.91¾. Chicago wheat up 4 or 5 cents. Kansas City was up 2 to 3. And then cotton futures up 20 to 40 cents. The trade today is focused on yesterday's USDA report and also the same news as the cattle. With the less cases of the new coronavirus spreading over in China, that has been a global concern going back a couple of weeks now, or I guess almost 2 months now at this point. And so the fact that that seems to be slowing down is somewhat supportive here across the board. Of course, the stock market's currently up 238 in the Dow, about 18 points in the S&P. So just general strength here all around the world regarding that. Also this morning, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell talked to the U.S. Senate Banking Committee and said that he felt pretty good about the economy in 2020 or past 2020. Didn't really think the coronavirus would be much of a problem. So a lot going on around the world, of course, and it looks like things, for the time being at least, are quite supportive.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.